More than 10,000 gallons of diesel fuel and contaminated water have already been collected from the oil spill site in Adak. Two cleanup crews are working to recover the 142,800 gallons of diesel that spilled from a storage tank as it was being filled at Adak Petroleum on Monday. Most of the fuel was absorbed into the land. Unified Command spokeswoman Sarah Francis says the cleanup crews are focusing on cleaning the water first. She says they've already removed most of the fuel that entered the small boat harbor, and the weather is working in their favor. Rain is flushing the oil toward collection points, and the waves are making it easier to clean up.
The diesel fuel that we are seeing has already emulsified and turned into sort of like a yellow Cool Whip sitting around the edges of the boom where it's getting some wave action. It turns it into a mousse as it emulsifies.
Cleanup crews are using vacuum trucks and skimmers to collect the fuel. A team headed by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration is focused on the oiled shoreline and the soil that absorbed fuel to develop a remediation plan. Francis says cleaning up soil takes significantly more time.
The soil will probably be a more lengthy process. In previous cases, such as the Selenang IU, the soil actually had to be dug up in parts and either turned over so that the natural ocean waves could help clean and break it up, or removed completely.
Department of Environmental Conservation officials say that soil has to be removed because fuel in the ground can cause problems for drinking water. Developing the plan to deal with the spill in Adak is ongoing. Weather conditions, the terrain of the spill area, and the number of daylight hours limits the cleanup speed.